Tuesday afternoon, time to go over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, looks like some snow later tonight and tomorrow for sure again.
I know. I just don't know what to do. In fact, what we plan to do, and I'll go over that as we continue talking, yep. We're going to adjust a few things here.
Okay.
Plans that we have had for the Appleton Library. So hopefully everything will work out. But boy, that weather has just thrown a 360 on a lot of people's plans, I imagine.
Yep. It just don't stop.
I know. Yeah. And I think it didn't. I think I saw like back-to-back-to-back storms.
Yep, crazy. All right, well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, we are making a change this Wednesday, since we're supposed to also have a storm. We are canceling our pajama story time. And so for the 20th of February, there will not be pajama story time. At this point in time, we still plan to have ABE computer class this evening from 4 to 6. But if school is canceled by any chance, that horrible thing for me to say, that would be canceled as well. At this point in time, we still are going to have our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Dr. Seuss Magic Show on Saturday at 10 a.m. In fact, we've got Dr. Seuss books to give away to the kids, a wonderful magic show for them to enjoy. And let's hope that Saturday morning at 10 a.m. is a free, wonderful, a snow-free day. Because we really have some wonderful things planned for that day.
Right.
Also coming up on Monday the 25th, we've got our book club with Winter in Paradise by Ellen Hillenbrand that we're going to be discussing. We're just thinking we're thinking summer, and so it's a beach read. Anyway.
That's good.
I know. And then Wednesday the 27th, we plan to have Lego Club after school for grades 2 to 6. Join us and be creative. Please give us a call and register for that. And again, if school is canceled, those events will be canceled as well. So keep those things in mind. And so that's kind of what we have going on for the next week or so, because we've kind of stepped back on some of the other plans that we had with the impending weather situation.
Yeah. Yeah, just give us a call if you have any cancellations or postponements, Cindy, and we'll get it on the air for you. So.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Should we move into what are people reading?
Yes, there are some wonderful books to be reading, and keep in mind that even if you can't get into the library, you should check out the Libby app. It's a small app that you can put on your iPad, your cell phone, and you're able to download books through this. It's the easiest way to do downloadables, where you can download a book onto your portable device, as well as an audiobook that you can listen to. For more information, you can stop in or give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you with that, especially, you know, in the weather situations that we've all had. Maybe this is another option if you're not able to get into the library, because there are some wonderful new things out there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new book by J.D. Robb. If you are a fan of J.D. Robb, Connections in Death, Eve Dallas scours tattoo parlors and bars for clues to the cause of Lyle Pickerling's mysterious death. Black Leopard and Red Wolf by Marlon James, a loner named Tracker, teams up with a group of unusual characters in the search of a mysterious boy. Mm-hmm. The Wedding Guest by Jonathan Kellerman has Milo Sturgis and Alex Delaware investigate the death of a stranger at a wedding reception. There's kind of like a theme here, huh?
Mm, yeah.
Anyway, and The Last Romantics by Tara Conklin, a family crisis test the bonds and ideals of a renowned poet and her siblings. We've got several new things. Also, The Collected Schizophrenias by S.M.A. Weidong, essays on author's diagnosis of schizoaffective disorder and disagreements within the medical community. Been kind of a hot topic of a book because of the questionable nature of this author's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So just some different things out there to read. Also, stop in and check to see, or give us a call to see if your favorite author has a new book out, because they are really starting to heat up and warm up with a lot of new releases. So check that out.
Yeah, usually in the spring you get a lot of releases, don't you?
Yes, after Christmas, after the Christmas lull for a little bit, then we start to heat up. April is usually a really big month, as well as October, but I'm noticing we're really getting quite a few new releases on some different things here.
Okay.
So, kind of exciting.
Yep, for sure.
For sure.
Well, how can people get a hold of you, and where are you located, Cindy?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and you can get a hold of us by giving us a phone call at 320-289-1681. Stop in and visit us here, of course. Go ahead and check us out on the web at appletonpubliclibrarymn.org. Anyway, as well as friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Library. I'm rearing up and trying to get some new and exciting things planned for activities for March, so hopefully I can start to talk about that this next month.
All right, sounds good. Cindy, you have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you next week then.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you too, Paul.
Yeah, you bet. That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.